Your Grace, Your Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to be here today at the unveiling of this monument of such historical significance, honouring the men and women of many nationalities who fostered and fought with resistant fighters in occupied countries during the Second World War. I am proud to be here today representing the people of Lambeth, who in turn are proud of the fact that Violet Sabot, an SOE agent active in occupied France, whose sculpture is here on the plinth and was once a resident of the borough. Let us never forget the sacrifice she and her comrades made so that we could stand here as free men and women.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lord Selborne.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain why I have had the great honour of speaking at this unveiling ceremony today. It was my grandfather, Lord Selborne, who followed Dr. Hugh Dalton in February 1942 as Minister of Economic Warfare. And as such, they both had ministerial charge of the SOE from its inception through to the end of the war. The day after the fall of France, on the 16th of July 1940, Winston Churchill summoned Dalton and told him that he was to set up a new and highly secret organization, which was to set Europe ablaze. The SOE was given responsibility for recruiting agents, men and women of many nationalities, who would continue to fight for freedom by fostering resistance movements and performing acts of sabotage and subversion in countries occupied by the enemy. Sabotage meant blowing up trains, bridges, and factories. In one famous case, destroying the Norsk Hydro heavy water plant in Norway. And we're greatly honored that the leader of the Norwegian commandos, the heroes of Telemark, Joachim Ronneberg, is with us today and is sitting in front of me. Subversion meant fostering revolt or guerrilla warfare in all enemy and enemy-occupied countries. Soon the Ministry of Economic Warfare had earned the name of Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, as agents from all walks of life and many countries were trained in the arts of unorthodox warfare. The characteristic that the SOE agents had in common was astonishing courage. After rigorous training, they would be sent into the field, usually alone, working on a razor's edge of peril. They had to cope with the strain of keeping silent, of remembering strings of addresses too secret to be written down. And of course, they had to be prepared to kill. Many agents were captured, tortured, and executed, as was the case with the heroic agent, Violet Sabot, who is commemorated on this monument, as we'll see in a moment. Age 23, on her second mission to France, she was captured, and after several months of captivity, she was executed in Ravensbrück concentration camp. She was awarded posthumously the George Cross by Britain and the Croix de Guerre by France. Courage was sometimes, in itself, not enough, for it needed to be sustained by faith in a cause, for an agent to be able to overcome the tortures and hardships to which so many of the members of the SOE were subjected, and which so many endured without being broken. The SOE activities, it has to be said, were not universally welcomed by all other armed forces.